the Italian holder. That's the news. Now for the next hour on Radio 1, here's Simon with a tribute to John Lennon.
As soon as you're born, they make you feel small by giving you no time instead of it all. Till the pain is so big you feel nothing at all. A working class hero is something to be. A working class hero is something to be. They hurt you at home and they hit you at school. They hate you if you're clever and they despise a fool. Till you're so f***ing crazy you can't follow their rules. A working class hero is something to be. A working class hero is something to be. When they tortured and scared you for 20 odd years, then they expect you to pick a career. When you can't really function, you're so full of fear. A working class hero is something to be. A working class hero is something to be. Keep it doped with religion, sex and TV. And you think you're so clever and classless and free. But you're still f***ing peasants as far as I can see. A working class hero is something to be. A working class hero is something to be. There's room at the top, they are telling you still. But first you must learn how to smile as you kill. If you want to be like the folks on the hill. A working class hero is something to be. A working class hero is something to be. If you want to be a hero, well, just follow me. If you want to be a hero, well, just follow me. Thank you.
Born the 9th of October, 1940. Died the 9th of December, 1980.
Thank you.
minutes to 10, Radio 1's tribute to John Lennon takes two forms this morning. Andy Peebles has just arrived back from New York and, with a sort of horrific certainty, interviewed John Lennon 24 hours before he was shot. That happened at 4 o'clock this morning. And Andy has come back from New York with the tapes of the interview that he recorded. Those will take the position of a very special tribute, which we hope to be broadcasting between 11:30 and 12:30. Between 9:30 and 10:30, as far as I'm concerned, we're saying thank you to the gentleman for the music. He was born in Liverpool, as everybody knows, but there is a generation that might have forgotten this, I guess. John Lennon's mother died when he was 14. He went to live with an aunt and was a bright kid who developed into a bright gentleman. He went from primary to grammar school and then on to the Liverpool College of Art and joined the Beatles. Everybody knows, I guess, about the history of his work with the Beatles, which finally split up in 70 and 71. And when he went to the States, he recorded an album over a period of 2 years called Rock and Roll with Phil Spector.
You made me cry when you said goodbye.
Don't believe you're coming, no, no.
John Lennon in the 70s, but it's the 60s, I guess, that leaves a whole generation knowing what the Beatles were all about.
Solution. for people with minds that hate. All I can tell you is, brother, you have to wait. But if you go carrying pictures of German now, you ain't gonna make it with anyone anyhow. All right. All right. All right.
People who do not know and may have just joined us, John Lennon died earlier today as the result of what seems to be one of those idiotic and pointless attacks by someone who probably didn't even know him. He was shot dead in New York at about 4 o'clock GMT. And we're playing an hour of music from John Lennon prior to another hour between 11:30 and 12:30, in which Andy Peebles has just arrived back from New York, will hopefully be playing parts of the interview that he recorded with John Lennon 24 hours before he died. We're really up to the 60s, and go back right to the 50s, I guess, when John taught himself to play various musical instruments. He followed Lonnie Donegan, who was the king of the time. And if you'll excuse me, there's a whole generation of people who weren't around in the 60s who now listen to Radio 1, so bear with me while I recap on a few things you probably know all about. In 1955, John organized his own group, The Quarrymen, in which he was joined first by Paul McCartney and much later by George Harrison. At the end of 1958, after The Quarrymen had been disbanded, those three formed themselves with others into a new beat group, to which they gave the punning title of the Beatles. Beatles, you see. They became increasingly well-known on Merseyside, particularly through the performances at the Cavern Club in Liverpool, and they added to their reputation with a series of engagements in Hamburg. But it wasn't really until the autumn of 1961, when Brian Epstein became their manager, that the decisive phase began. Early in the following year, 62, Ringo Starr joined and completed the group at the expense of Pete Best, and the drum section had hitherto been the Beatles' weakest point. In October of that year, EMI released this.